Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. This is One and Only War. And this show is Wayne on the Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lots of big news out there, but I think the number one story at the moment I want to tell you about, I put at the top of my pile, is that the FBI has released documents on Seth Rich. And this is no joke. This is no sarcasm. This is no Saturday Night Live skit. Emails in the FBI document suggest it was an assassination. Just what I said from day one. Liberals have laughed at me. Liberals have mocked me. Liberals have called me a conspiracy theorist. But there are emails inside the FBI document release that include two documents on pages 134 and 135 that mention Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton. The emails say the Clintons hired the murderer of Seth Rich. It says Clintons hired to murder Seth Rich. This was posted on page 59, that it was conceivable that an individual or group would want Seth Rich dead. Why was this redacted? I don't know. Did the FBI know that Seth Rich was behind the WikiLeaks emails? Did the FBI lie to the American public for years about this? This raises more and more questions about the case and why the FBI lied to the American public about his death. I'm the only guy I know of in the country who reported on a forensic CSI class in George Washington University, not Georgetown. George Washington University has a CSI class that is the best in the country, that is led by the best CSI investigator, just right out of the TV series, that literally chooses one murder each year, one mysterious, strange murder, and spends an entire semester investigating it, and then comes to a conclusion, and they concluded that Seth Rich wasn't murdered, he was assassinated. And who in the world would have a reason to assassinate him but Hillary Clinton and the Democrats? So it's very strange. I don't know, you know, I haven't read through the documents. I'm looking at an article that highlights a couple things in the documents on page 59, 134, and 135, on those pages. And the subject matter says we think Mueller was involved in the hit on Seth Rich. We think he knows the hitman. And the Clintons hired to murder Clinton's hired to murder Seth Rich. Crooked Mueller says he would have done the same thing, hired. Don't know what's true, what's not true. I know this much. Seth Rich was a kid at the DNC. He had access to all the emails that would have buried Hillary and cost her the election, and he can't, and it's very clear he handed them over to WikiLeaks. Julian Assange. And from that point on, when it was discovered who handed them over, there were people in the Hillary camp and the Democrat Party that had a reason to kill this kid. And he wound up murdered in the streets of Washington, D.C. with several bullets in him. And he kept his wallet and he kept his money and he kept his watch and he kept his gold chain and he kept his car keys. And the killers didn't want any of it. They shot him, left him with all his money and all his jewelry and ran off. From day one, it appeared to be a hit. From day one, it appeared to be an assassination. The things that they get away with in this country, liberals, do I know it was Hillary Clinton? No, of course not. Do I know it was Robert Mueller? No, of course not. Do I know who directed it? No, of course not. Do I know who pulled the trigger? No, of course not. But anyone with a brain could see that Seth Rich was murdered slash assassinated slash hit, like a mafia hit. And here's a kid in his 20s who knows nothing about anything. There's no one in the world that would hit him. He's not part of the Gambino crime family. The only reason they would hit him is if the Clintons were hurt by his emails and he gave them out and shared them with the world. The other big news story today, so again, you know, I don't know that Hillary ordered the hit. I don't know that Hillary's the killer. I don't know that Robert Mueller was in the middle of it. I don't know that all of this was directed by the Democrat Party or the DNC. I know it always felt like it. I know I always assumed there was a hit and an assassination and Democrats were involved and the Clintons were involved and in particular Hillary was involved. Never knew anything about Robert Mueller. So I don't know. I'm just telling you those names are in the FBI documents. And a lot of things were redacted. Now we switch to January 6th, the supposed insurrection. Oh, white Republicans, the worst people in the world. Salt of the earth, military veteran, Trump-loving white Republicans, mothers, fathers, children, all together to protest a stolen election. And a new video's out. Black-clad hoodlums, obviously Antifa, were the first up the stairs and the first to smash windows at the U.S. Capitol, but the FBI refuses to look for them. Isn't that a little weird? Of course not, because the FBI is the most crooked organization in the United States of America. Other than the CIA, nobody's more crooked than the FBI. You know, these are the groups, the three-letter groups they use to hold us all, to hurt us all, to control us all, to destroy us all, FBI, CIA, NSA, IRS. They're the three-letter groups used to destroy America on behalf of the Democrat Party and the deep state and the D.C. swamp. Here's another great article. Pentagon offered National Guard troops 2 days before January 6th. This is confirmed by former chief of staff of President Donald Trump. Nobody wanted the extra troops. No one wanted the National Guard. No one wanted the police. Why? Because they knew there was going to be trouble. They knew that Antifa was leading the battle, leading the charge. They knew they'd charge everyone up. They knew the police would open the doors and say, come on in. They knew the people would follow Antifa in. And once they followed him in, they would call it the worst thing to happen since Pearl Harbor, the biggest state in America's history. Except nobody died. A cop died of a heart attack or a stroke. God rest his soul. We love police. All Trump supporters and all Republicans and all conservatives and all patriots love police. So we sure didn't kill him. And he wasn't killed. He died of natural causes. The whole thing is a crock. And people are sitting in solitary confinement. And the whole thing is a made-up crock. All right, my commentary. Oh, I've used up too much time to read my commentary. I'd have to read it in another segment of the show. Maybe I'll open hour number two or hour number three with my commentary. But my commentary will shock a lot of people, at least the headline will. Conservative national radio host Wayne Allyn-Root announces support for black reparations. Wayne Allyn-Root announces support for black reparations. You'll really like this. You'll really enjoy it. So let me move on to some other big news stories. Squad member Rashida Tlaib calls to defund Homeland Security and all border immigration agencies. Now, I went on a rant about this yesterday, probably one of my best and one of my favorite rants of all time, because it's so deserved. These people are so sick in the head, so mentally ill, such radicals, such extremists, such communists, such whacked-out America haters. They want to turn America into Zimbabwe. They want to turn America to Cuba, America to Haiti, America to one of the worst countries in the world. They don't appreciate it. It's the greatest country in the world. Let's just get rid of the border and defund Homeland Security and all border agencies and all immigration agencies and let everybody in and no one has to do anything. They just automatically in. And there are no more enforcement officials or officers. There's no enforcement, period. That's what we should do, according to the communists who now run the Democrat Party, who now control the Democrat Party, who hold it hostage. Here's another story that sums up the times we live in. Convicted murderer wins election to office in Washington, D.C. from behind bars. A still-incarcerated convicted murderer made history in the nation's capital when voters recently elected him to one of the District of Columbia's advisory neighborhood commissions, which advised the local government on neighborhood issues such as police protection, parking, zoning, liquor licenses, and trash collection. Joel Kasten, 44, has been in prison for 26 years after a jury convicted him of first-degree murder in the August 14, 1994 ambush slaying of Rafiq Washington, 18. He's been in jail for 26 years, and he got elected while behind bars. In a campaign video, Kasten said, "My platform will be used to restore the dignity of incarcerated people, that we will no longer be judged by our worst mistake, and to establish equality for both male and female populations. I will be your biggest advocate to make sure your voice and your concerns are heard." In a candidate questionnaire he completed, Kasten wrote, "I have a proven track record of rehabilitation and striving for excellence, which serves as an indication of the passion I will bring to my tenure as the ANC commissioner." He was elected this June 15th to the Advisory Neighborhood Commission for Ward 7, becoming the first incarcerated person to be elected to public office in the District of Columbia. But he's not just incarcerated for, like, drunk driving. He's not incarcerated for spitting on the sidewalk or jaywalking. He's not incarcerated for, you know, a robbery of a loaf of bread. All of which would be absurd, by the way, if you were incarcerated for that. And you were still elected to office after that. But he's incarcerated and convicted of murder. And they elected him in Washington, D.C. I guess, you know, it's no worse than Harry Reid. It's no worse than Schumer. It's no worse than Pelosi. They're all disgusting, despicable people. They're all scumbags. They're all communists. They all hate this country. They're all guilty of treason. They've ripped off this country for decades. But now it's all out in the open. Now a murderer can admit he's a murderer. Not an ex-murderer, not an ex-felon. He's in prison for murder and still get elected in an all-Democrat city. Par for the course of America 2021. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You could see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, with you. The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment, the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. I am in perhaps the best shape of my entire life. I'd like to think it. Like to think it. I actually did a sports podcast this morning, and all the producers made a comment that, oh my gosh, you look great. And I've been doing it for about 3 months. They said, you look the best we've ever seen you. And I think it's because, you know, I've got energized health on my team, and I work out so hard. And then after I work out, you want to come back and work out again tomorrow. Normally you can't. You're too tired. You got aches. You got pains. But then I found SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. And it healed my body, my mind, my soul. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. I heard about it from Jay Schrader, my buddy who's the Super Bowl champion and former Redskin and Raiders quarterback. And, Redskin, I'm not allowed to say that anymore, am I? The former Washington team. The team that was the Washington Redskins quarterback. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. It's real. It's mainstream, and it works. And for my listeners only, you can get up to 25% off of every order by saying WAR15. WAR15. That's the code you either say or type in on the computer. WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So I'm going to run through a bunch of news stories, because there's a lot of them that just make you shake your head. As gas prices spike 40% under Biden, Hollywood celebrities are pushing him to shut down more pipelines. These people are crazy. I made the point yesterday. They're insane. They're crazy. They're not liberal. They're communist. They're wacko. They want to, they want to stop us all. I got a great friend. Great friend, Pete. That's all I'll say. His name is Pete.
And I've known him for 35 years, and he's one of my best friends, and we work together all the time on my TV shows and podcasts. And he said something interesting today. He said Democrats know that they've been caught for stealing the election. They did it, and now they know they're caught, and so now they have no choice but to cover up and to adopt not socialist, which they want, socialism and socialist policies, but now they've got to switch to the communist policies because they've got to put us in jail or kill us or use the IRS to destroy us or other government agencies to destroy us or send the DOJ after us. They've got to ruin us and ruin every person who's figured out that the election was stolen. They have no choice because they're going to go to jail for life for stealing an election and their party's ruined. So they've got to now switch from socialism cap to the communist cap. Because socialism is an economic policy of communism. Basically, it's just, you know, we control all your businesses. Communism is, we actually steal and own all the businesses. No one owns them ever again. You don't own them. Socialism is, you get to own them. But Democrats have so many rules and regulations and taxes are so high, all the money goes to them, and they're in total control of your business. So there's no real difference between socialism and communism. It's the same thing. But communism takes it to the next level, which is we come and we murder you. We come and we imprison your family. We come and rape your kids. We come and torture you in a prison cell. And we take all your property. Socialism is just taxes are so high, regulations are so high, you can't run a business anymore. For all intents and purposes, government's in charge. These people are crazy and they're evil. And they really can be compared, compared to Nazis. Here's another story. Progressives demand Biden leave China alone over Muslim detention camps and Hong Kong to avoid climate collapse. Over 40 progressive groups sent a letter to President Biden and lawmakers Wednesday of this week urging him to prioritize cooperation with China on climate change and curb your confrontational approach over issues like Beijing's crackdown on Hong Kong and forced detention of Uyghur Muslims. So cooperation on climate change should take precedence over a country that treats Muslims the way that Germany treated Jews. Throws them in concentration camps, rapes them, enslaves them, and murders them. And the signatories, the letter Code Pink, Move On, and the Sunrise Movement. They demand that all members of Congress and the Biden administration eschew the dominant antagonistic approach to U.S.-China relations and prioritize multilateralism, diplomacy, and cooperation with China to address the existential threat that is the climate crisis. Nothing less than the future of our planet depends on ending the new Cold War between the United States and China. And we have to shift to combat the climate crisis and build a global economy. The U.S. and China must shift from competition to cooperation. Can you imagine? Be nice to the Nazis. Make friends with them.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is issuing new guidance on masks in schools. The agency saying students who are vaccinated don't need to wear masks in school this fall unless they are riding the bus. The CDC recommends unvaccinated students and staff wear masks at all times and practice social distancing. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire reacts to these new guidelines.
Here's the good news that came out of these updated recommendations. They emphasize the importance of in-person learning. They essentially gave schools and the teachers' unions no way out of getting back to full-time in-person in the fall. They acknowledge the mental and physical health detriments that children suffered because of the school closures.
United Airlines preparing for the winter travel season by adding flights in cities such as Denver, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Asset Strategies, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And I haven't gotten to it yet. I've got this pile of 100 things to tell you about all. Patriots and capitalists, but one of the articles is about inflation and how bad it is and how it's here to stay. And anybody who doesn't think so is a complete fool. It's a massive wave of hyperinflation or stagflation hitting the United States of America. And you can see it in the price of homes. You can see it in the price of food. You can see it in your restaurant bill. Inflation is everywhere. You can see it in your gas prices and the electric price. Everything is up. Your car insurance is up. Your car rental price is through the roof. And your best protection against inflation, which is the number one killer of your current standard of living, your best protection is gold and silver and precious metals. And that's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. They're offering to my listeners only 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the price of gold. That's right. Just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or go to assetstrategies.com and tell them War sent you and you want to keep what's yours. You tell them War and any deal you're looking for in the world of precious metals, gold, or silver, you'll get the best deal in the country available. 800-831-0007. Rich and Michael Chekin. All right, I've got my guest here, Steve Say, who's a big Trump supporter and a resident of Texas, where last October 30th, the Biden bus went through their town in an infamous incident and wanted to come on the show and talk to everyone about it and tell them what happened. So, Steve Say, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
Good, Wayne. Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
All right, so I think you assume I know about this, and I know absolutely, Steve, zero about this incident, which means the people that follow me know nothing about it, because every day, people don't understand this, every day there's a thousand news items, and I literally narrow it down to 100 that are the most outrageous to talk about on the radio, and then tomorrow it's a new 1,000, and I limit it to narrow it to a new 100, and the day after a new 100, and the day after a new 100, and by Friday I've forgotten what was so bad on Monday, because there's so many news stories in every cycle. So I never heard of this, I don't know anything about it, and so I want to educate everybody. So the Biden bus drove through your town, and Trump supporters did what? What happened exactly?
So the Biden bus came through Texas in October, and they started jumping on I-35 through every city. When it came through San Antonio, some of us got on and, you know, just kind of followed the bus with Trump flags and American flags, all legal, all following the direction of the law. And just to let them know, we don't like your Marxist ideology. We are against your Marxist ideology of Biden and his, you know, his whole whatever you call entourage. So as they came north towards my city, we just let
and you
know,
and your city is north. Your city is
New Braunfels, Texas.
New Braunfels, Texas. Okay, great area of the country. I know it. One of my best friends in the world retired to within 10 minutes of where you live. So I know it. It's kind of like hill country, and it's beautiful, and it's filled with 99% of the people there are good patriots, and most of them are Republicans, correct?
Oh, yes, sir. It's very, very red here. It's a very, very beautiful city.
All right, so you are legally escorting the Biden bus. By the way, I didn't even know there was such a thing as a Biden bus. In other words, he's not on it, right? Who's on the Biden bus?
We didn't even know who was on it. We just said, hey, anytime that a Marxist organization that's going to come through Texas, we'll definitely escort them all the way to the border if need be. Because Texas is, I believe Texas is the greatest state. It's the last state of really freedom and patriotism. There's patriots everywhere, but Texas has a whole bunch of them, and we want to let them know we're not going to put up with their nonsense. So it was just, you know, just kind of escort them. Everything okay. Was legal. Everybody was in there, right? So they're coming through New Braunfels, and, you know, their DPS wasn't out because nobody's breaking the law. New Braunfels, San Marcos, all the cities, surrounding cities, said they were within the limits of the law. Nobody broke the law. So, as, you know, some people are behind the bus at Cisco, He was one of the guys behind the bus, and they had a staffer and a little white car that was with the bus, right? And this little white car, and they were all over the road. They were cutting off Trump supporters. They were straddling the line. The bus was actually straddling the line over the, you know, right in the middle, over the line for miles and miles and miles, breaking the law. In fact, we have video that the bus came over the white line into other vehicles. We're talking about a foot from other vehicles. So, you know as well as I knew, Wayne, when you deal with these leftists, they can't play fair because they know what they're doing is wrong. So anyway, they ended up going all the way to Austin. And I can see, you know, they said that they canceled all their stops because of what happened on, you know, the Biden bus, the escort. But it wasn't. They just didn't have any supporters. There was
their contention, Steve, we're talking to Steve Say, a big Trump supporter from New Braunfels, Texas. Their contention was maybe that you were harassing the bus, and your contention as an eyewitness is that the bus was literally trying to, you know, run you guys over.
Right. The bus, absolutely, we had video after video after video. The staffer hit Cisco's truck, sideswiped him, ran right into him. And the bus straddled the white line. The bus came over the white line at our vehicles. There's a 30,000-pound bus coming at a 5,000, 6,000-pound vehicles. That's pretty unprofessional. I believe the driver was fired from that organization who was driving the bus. But so anyway, fast forward now. Now we didn't know, but Wendy Davis ran against Chip Roy for congressman. And she lost very bad. And I think she's just mad. I think she's disappointed that she lost, you know, she's just mad. And so they filed a civil suit, and they're trying to get as many people against that civil suit as they can.
In other words, let's make sure we understand. So remember, you're in Texas, and this show is national. Wendy Davis is a Democrat in Texas. She was a big leader of the pro-abortion movement, if my memory serves me. And she was a Democrat candidate for Congress. She lost to Chip Roy. She was on that bus, and she's been threatening to sue your family and others involved with this whole incident. Over what? What does she claim you did wrong?
She's saying that they suffered, you know, mental...
anguish.
What do you want to call it?
Anguish.
Mental anguish. But, you know, how about let's say we as conservatives, how much did we suffer over your leftist ideology, you know, over the last so many years? But anyway, yeah, she's suing in civil court, you know, just trying to get financial ruin to great patriots. And that's wrong.
And my understanding is that you've received many threats from liberals on social media.
Wayne, it's been unbelievable, man. Since we started the Trump train in New Braunfels, of course, we had 1,000 vehicles run to the streets right before the election with Trump flags and everything on our trucks and going through here. And, yeah, it's the liberals went crazy. They put threats against my family. My kids had to sleep in our loft away from the front of the house. They said they're going to come shoot my house up. They put my wife and my daughter's pictures on social media with my address. Let's go get them. So in Texas, if you paint anything purple or you put a purple ribbon around any kind of perimeter on your property, that is the same as letting people know no trespass. So, you know, they wouldn't do too well if they come by my house.
All right. And so tell me the upshot of all of this. I mean, Texas is still Trump country, and New Braunfels is still Trump country, and I'm sure that, most of the major cities probably still have plenty of liberals in them, even in Texas and Dallas and Houston and San Antonio, there's plenty of liberals, but everything around those cities is pure Republican red, and it's Trump country. But what's happening in Texas now that Trump was defeated? And I don't believe he was defeated, as I'm sure you do. I believe the election was rigged and stolen. He wasn't defeated. I think he won, and I think he won by a landslide. But that's okay. Still, assuming he was defeated, it's now Biden's country and Biden's agenda and Biden's policies. How are Texans like you responding to what Joe Biden has done in his first few months in office, a very socialist / communistic first few months in office? How are you guys feeling? Everybody angry and fired up, I assume.
Yeah, we're pretty fired up. I mean, what came out of the whole thing is we started a church out of it, and we're just a very relevant church. We talk politics. We let everyone know what is critical race theory, what is wrong with it, what is wrong with communism. So a lot of good things have come out of this. We're watching our governor. Our governor is just signing pro Second Amendment bills, pro life bills. I mean, Abbott, he kind of finally woke up a little bit, but he's actually turned the corner. He's signed some really good things. So I believe it's coming down to every state, how strong your governor is in every state. DeSantis is strong. It's going to come down to that, I believe.
Yeah. Is Abbott, last question, is the music's on? We got to run. We're talking to Steve Say from down in New Braunfels, Texas. We've got a bunch of great affiliates down there. And so we wanted to make sure we got him on to let you know what was happening in Texas. But very quickly, in like 20 seconds, sum up for me, is Abbott going to get reelected, or have we got a conservative challenger to kind of moderate Abbott?
Well, I'm hearing different people who are going to step up for governor.
Alan West, as an example, a friend of mine, Alan West is running, right?
So, I think when Alan West runs, I think Abbott does not have a chance.
We'll see what happens. Alan West, a good guy. Steve Say, you're a good guy. Thanks for coming on the show. Let us know about the Biden bus incident. Wayne Allyn Root, Root for America. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allyn Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. This segment of the show is sponsored by the War Raw Podcast, which should be out right now. I did it yesterday, actually. It is out. Okay, it's out now. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Now, we've got one every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but we've also got the weekend best of the best, America's Top 10 Stories for Conservatives, Patriots, and Deplorables. That's the one that's out. That's the one that I hang my hat on. That's the best thing I've ever done in my life. I love doing that podcast each week. You know, because think about it. You do 3 hours a day of radio, 3 hours a day every day. But then you're doing a 45-minute or so podcast where you're taking the best of the best stories of the entire week of all, 3 hours every day, and you're just, editing it down to just one 45-minute best of the best of the best. Best stuff you got, best stories you got, best reactions you got. And I think I've turned into the best podcast in America. Anyone appreciates gods, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out my War Raw podcast, available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. So some other news stories that I wanted to get to. First of all, the IRS is adding nearly 90,000 new agents. You think that's for good reasons? You think that's to help us all? Because they love us so much? They just love America so much, the government does, and the IRS does, and Joe Biden does, and Hunter Biden does. You know, Joe Biden's not going to get audited. Hunter Biden's not going to get audited. Hillary Clinton's not going to get audited. John Kerry's not going to get audited. Barack Obama and Michelle aren't going to get audited. But they're going to use all these extra revenue agents to come after all the patriots and all the conservatives and all the wonderful good people of America. You know that's what this is about. Why do they need 90,000 new IRS agents? Because there's an upcoming war, that's why. It's a war against the American people. It's not even a civil war, because no one on our side's fighting back. You know, we're like fish in a barrel.
for the IRS and for other government agencies. You know, here's a guy. He's against us. He's effective. Let's target him. Let's ruin his life. Let's distract him. This is a part of Biden's American Families Plan. And inside it is a little sneaky provision to add almost 90,000 new IRS employees. Nothing protects America's families like harassment from the IRS, right? Oh, my God. You know what this reminds me about? It reminds me of Operation Choke Point. You know, it was just a few years ago we had Operation Choke Point designed by Barack Obama. And, of course, who was the vice president? Joe Biden. And who are all the employees of the Biden administration? They're all Obama's employees, Obama's aides, Obama's agency heads. All retreads. Biden's brought all the same people along with him. And what was Operation Choke Point? It was, if we don't like your business, for whatever reason, whether it's filled with Republicans, whether the customers are patriots, whether you're a critic of the president, whether a product you sell is not bought by Democrats, it's mostly bought by Republican conservatives, whatever the reasoning was, if you became an enemy of the Biden administration, they put you on a list, and then they called bankers and said you should not do business with this industry or this person or this specific corporation. That was Operation Choke Point, because they said these were bad people. Well, last I checked, in America, other than like the mafia or drug dealers, you have no right to tell a bank not to do business with anybody if that person is in a legal business. You know, I'm not involved with selling anything illegal. Never have been, never will be, never happened in my life, never will happen in my life. You have no right to tell a bank, I don't like the business Wayne Root's in, and you got to shut down his industry and not allow them to bank and not give them any credit and not give them any credit cards and shut it all down, Mr. Bank, or I'll treat banks badly if you don't. That is intimidation. That is McCarthyism, as Democrats would call it. That is using government to destroy your political opponents. And they just happened to pick businesses that were about patriotism. They picked gun shops. They picked gold dealers. You know, they picked the biggest advertisers on conservative talk radio. They tried to shut them down and keep them from having bank accounts and keep them from having merchant accounts and keep them from having banking anywhere to go. This is what you're dealing with in the United States of America. And the same people that created this Operation Choke Point, those same people are now saying, let's have 90,000 new IRS agents to save America, to do great things for America. You know what it's for? No, it's not to do great things for America. It's to hound and harass and target and intimidate conservatives. That's what it's for. You know, at the same time that you're letting every illegal into the country and you say that's okay, that's fine, and that's wonderful, at that moment in time, you're targeting honest, law-abiding conservatives, you know, who make a lot of money. And that's a bad thing in America, according to Democrats. They make money, they're patriots, they've got to be hounded. They've got to be harassed. They've got to be targeted. But that illegal alien over there who doesn't speak English, who doesn't pay a dollar in taxes, who takes all his money and cash off the books and steals Americans' jobs and lowers Americans' wages, and a large portion of them are criminals let out of prisons by the worst countries in the world. Those illegal aliens, they're wonderful. Democrats love them. They're not going to sick the IRS on them. They're going to give them more earned income tax credits, more welfare, more food stamps, more free food at school, more free health care. Isn't America great? God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
93.